This is Steve Dale's Pet Steve World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
I'm about to talk football. The Super Bowl. Well, wrong show. Not really. But I'm close. I will talk about something much, much more important. That is the Kitten Bowl. And we will talk about kitten care with Dr. Valerie Tynes. Really, there is such a thing. The Kitten Bowl airing on Super Bowl Sunday. That is competitive programming. Julie Legred and Dr. David Hayworth will be here talking about how the Win Feline Foundation, which supports funding for cat health studies, and PetSmart Charities, which does so many amazing things, have teamed up. And I will also talk about, I think it's the largest veterinary conference in America. I was just there. And I will talk about some of the things I spoke about at that conference. Most of all, I'm here for you. 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. That phone number is toll-free. That phone number is for you to call me. Any questions at all, like this one. Daniel, you're on the radio.
Good morning. My name is Daniel Demovich. I had a long-haired chihuahua, which I've had from birth for now, I've had it for 14 years. There was no need for a collar or a leash because we were very close. She would never leave my side. If I want to put her outside to go to the bathroom, she couldn't wait to come back inside. She would never take off. She would never run away. About a year ago, we put her in the backyard, and by mistake, the door to the backyard was left open.
Oh.
And she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I highly disbelieve the fact that she ran off by herself. I highly believe it. She was taken. My wife feels that the dog felt she was getting old and was going to pass soon, and to prevent her from having a lot of problems over it, she just wandered off to die on her own.
So
that's the question is, do dogs do that, or is it more likely she got taken?
Yeah, sometimes dogs or cats will look for a quiet, dark hole, literally, to die in. You know, was your dog sick?
No.
Well, that probably negates that theory a bit. I mean, you know, so dogs don't cognitively think kind of the way you described, if I'm understanding you right. What most likely happened is the gate wasn't open previously, you know, most of the time. Could be a squirrel or another dog or something enticing ran by and your dog just went out to investigate. Could also be that your dog had the beginnings of cognitive dysfunction syndrome, so it's like an older person wandering away. I can't say for sure from where I sit. I'm saddened by it. I take it by the way you're telling the story, that you never did see your dog again.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It disappeared, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, the hope is that someone took the dog in, and dog didn't just get hit by a car, or, you know, I assume you checked with local shelters?
Oh, yeah, everything was done that conceivably been done.
Yeah.
And just nothing was positive.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know, it could be that something was going on medically with the dog that you didn't know about. You know, small dogs like you describe, when they reach the age of teenage years, heart disease is not uncommon, for example, and your dog could have had a, quote, heart attack. I mean, anything is possible. I just, like you don't know, I don't know. You know, I'm sad for you, and I feel badly for you. By the tone of your voice, you're still hurting, and I totally can understand that, and I suspect your wife is too. One way of healing when you're ready might be to get another dog. maybe a similar type dog, you will never have the relationship that it sounds like you had with this dog. So don't look for that. Just look for companionship, and if it's a younger dog, fun, and you will have that.
All right. Thank you for the encouraging words.
All right. Well, my best of luck to you, and lots of dogs at animal shelters and rescues all over, including where you are, I'm certain, and maybe you'll find love again to bounce into your life.
Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you. Our telephone number is 866-554-7387. As a certified animal behavior consultant, I am most certainly here to help you. You can also find me on Facebook. Just check out Pages, because that's what you do. So you go to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you know what I'm talking about. Just type in my name, Steve Dale, and then you will find my fan page. Well, I will talk later in the show about what I spoke about. I did a couple of talks, or was a part of one, and spoke about another topic at the largest, or what might be the largest, veterinary conference in America. I spoke about how millennials are changing the world for veterinary medicine. And yes, millennials are doing a good thing. I also was a part of a larger panel discussion about heartworm disease. Woo, that's exciting. And it kind of is exciting, and I'll explain how and why it might be exciting. But one other thing we did is we learned, and we learned about all sorts of things happening in veterinary medicine. One is a partnership with the Win Feline Foundation and PetSmart Charities. And then later in the program, we will hear about the Kitten Bowl. And yes, there is such a thing. Will there be instant replays? Will there be controversy? We will have to watch to find out. Two very different instant replays. Instant replays during Big Game Sunday. And that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of someone encroaching in or around your home. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. Really, they're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects anything, something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink spotted. And now you can save 20% on all camera systems during Blink's Big Game Sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Let Blink help you watch your home while you're watching the big game. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor systems and add on cameras now through February 4th, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. blinkprotect.com/defense. blinkprotect.com/defense.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston, it said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
He's dog's best friend, and cats too. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I'm really very lucky because I get to attend all the major veterinary conferences, really, the big three at least, in America. And I am speaking usually at those conferences. And in fact, will be again this year. I spoke at one that I'll tell you about in a second. And I speak at many other conferences throughout the course of the year. I usually speak about animal behavior topics. But at this conference, it's called VMX in Orlando, Florida. I spoke about this. I spoke about how, and I've talked to you about this a lot, how veterinary visits over the past several years have been declining and how that fact does not benefit our pets. In fact, we know that our pets are suffering overall as a group in America because veterinary visits are down. Because we know that you can't do blood work in your kitchen. How do you know something is going on or not? And in fact, an early diagnosis does mean and correlates with a better prognosis for that animal and perhaps better for your wallet as well. Well, it's changing, and that's what I talked about. And you know who's driving the change? Millennials. Millennials are saying, we want to go to the veterinarian, but there are some caveats. You want, if you're a millennial, excellence in veterinary care. And it turns out cat-friendly practices, human-animal bond certified practices, and the fear-free veterinary practices and fear-free certified veterinarians and veterinary nurses, all of that, which promotes excellence, has come about at exactly the right time. So the human-animal bond certification, veterinary practices can be certified as they get increasing education in what they really went into the profession for in the first place, which is about the human-animal bond. But it goes further than that. I mean, after all, millennials are the generation, you guys started it, that use terms like fur babies to describe your pets. I mean, your pets really are your children. And that idea, that thought, that feeling, that emotion has become contagious in America. Fear-free is about minimizing fear, anxiety, and stress of veterinary visits, and the cat-friendly practices are pretty much all about the same thing for cats. Well, millennials also care about not only the medical health, but understand the emotional health of our animals matters a whole lot, and indeed it does. And those initiatives have come about at exactly the right time, so it's changing. Thank you, millennials. I also talked about or participated, I moderated mostly veterinary parasitologists and other experts as they spoke about heartworm disease. Heartworm disease is spread by mosquitoes, and it's absolutely preventable. So you would think by giving a heartworm preventive that we'd be seeing now a lot less heartworm disease. In fact, we're seeing more. So why is that? That's not right. Well, one way to see less heartworm is not only to protect our pets, which people do against fleas and ticks, but there's one product called Vectra 3D that also is like a force field around our pet that doesn't allow mosquitoes to bite the pet. So and it is a dog product, and it has repellency. So if the mosquito can't bite, that's additional protection. So these multimodal approaches is something, in fact, the CDC recommends for people, so let's do this for our pets as well. But still, why else is heartworm going up? And, you know, some veterinarians don't even discuss it, and that's not good. Some people say, well, I'm going to do it, and they don't do it. That issue is called compliance. For some people, it's expensive. Now, is it too expensive? I think not, but for some people, it kind of is, and I understand that. So now, as it happens, announced at this conference is the first generic heartworm preventive with this particular compound with a very long name, but the product is called Milbigard, and that's good news for our pocketbooks as well. And if you had an excuse that was about money, that's less of an excuse now. And really, it's your responsibility if you have a dog. Heartworm does occur in all 50 states. Not as much, I understand, of an issue in January. Can it happen in January to your pet in Michigan? Yes, actually. Or in New England somewhere where there's even snow on the ground? Yes, it can happen. So the Heartworm Society says protect your pets 24 months of the year. Is that what I just said? 12 months of the year. Have they added 12 months? things might have happened. Strange things might have happened while I was gone. Protect year-round is what the American Heartworm Society says. And I do what the American Heartworm Society says. Coming up next, how the famous, and they should be famous because they do amazing work, PetSmart Charities has gotten together with the Wynn Feline Foundation and said, we're going to help shelter cats. It's a very good thing, very good news.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. David Hayworth is the president of PetSmart Charities, U.S. and Canada. Julie Legred is executive director of the Win Feline Foundation. We have right here, right now, an exciting announcement to make how both these organizations are coming together for the benefit of cats, specifically cats who are homeless. Shelter cats we're talking about, and we're talking about learning more about them. Before we make this announcement, I want to talk about PetSmart Charities. What is PetSmart Charities?
So PetSmart Charities, quite simply, is the charitable arm of PetSmart, mostly funded through our generous donors at the pin pads as they go through and check out from PetSmart. Give $1, $2, $5, $10, and the miraculous thing, over 1,600 stores, that adds up to a fairly good amount that we can then turn around and make an impact to help celebrate the human-animal bond, as well as help get those pets out of shelters and into loving homes.
And in addition to that, I know one thing you do, sadly, have had to do a lot of lately, is after national disasters, whether they be the fires in California or the too many hurricanes we had this past year, the floods we've had, you are there to provide service instantly, pretty much on the scene.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, we do. We're very proud of our disaster relief efforts. Primarily, that is around repaying the groups that are there on the ground doing the hard work, the designated responders in that area to help that are helping pets. And then they can do that knowing that they're not going to go into a financial hole because of the work that they're doing.
And Julie, same question for you, except this one is about the Win Feline Foundation.
So the Win Feline Foundation is a nonprofit organization that raises money to fund feline-specific health research projects.
If you have a cat, what we know about that cat was probably funded at some point in time by the Win Feline Foundation. Now, are we ready? We are going to make that very special announcement. I will leave that to you, Dr. Hayworth.
Oh, so we're proud to enter our second year of funding feline shelter cat research, specifically with the Win Feline Foundation. We're going to be giving a grant through the Win Feline Foundation of $75,000. Very excited. We think we can get some good research for topics that are critically important to the health, well-being of cats that are in shelters.
Why is this important, Julie, on two terms? First of all, why is it important for the Win Feline Foundation, but maybe more importantly, for cats?
So WIN is all about cats, of course, and we are so appreciative of PetSmart Charities for funding these additional grants, and specifically to shelter medicine or shelters for cats.
And I ask you the same question, Dr. Hayworth. I mean, why is this focus really important? I mean, you'd think that, okay, after all these years, we know everything about shelter cats, the cats that land for one reason or another in shelters. That's not at all true.
No, it's not at all, Steve. You're absolutely right. We know a lot about cats. We know a lot about cats' biology. We know a lot about the medical issues around cats, but they're primarily homed cats. And if a shelter situation is stressful for a dog, it is so much more so for cats. And we have just in the last decade learned so much more about the things that we can do in shelters to help mitigate that stress, mitigate the issues that cats come into. And it's while it's not only stress, we also know that stress it heightens all disease issues. It drops the immune system like a rock. All of us know this. As we all took our final exams in college, we all seemed to come down with the flu at the same time. That's the same thing. And these poor cats are going through issues in shelters that we just don't see replicated in the home situation. Not only that, they rarely, if a cat ends up in a shelter, they're rarely coming from an optimal situation to begin with. So, the problems that cats are facing in shelters are many, and we think that there's some good research to be done.
And the veterinarians at animal shelters, if that shelter facility is lucky enough to have a veterinarian, they may not know what's going on, because cats are really good, really good at masking illness until they're so sick. And that's one thing we want to better understand, how to determine, and affordably, because shelters can only do so much, right? And they're practicing what I believe is called herd medicine. So they're looking at the entire group of cats. They can't get the individual attention. They may have 50 cats there, maybe more. So having these studies is integral, I believe.
Couldn't agree with you more. I think that the diagnostics that we need are not there. We can help with research that's going to be funded by the Win Feline Foundation and PetSmart Charities. We can find new diagnostics, new techniques, and new ways to find out what's ailing these guys and how we can get them on the road to recovery and into the loving homes that they need.
And it's collaborations like these that matter, because you wouldn't be able to do this for PetSmart Charities alone. when Feline Foundation wouldn't be able to do this alone, and now together, we are going to help a whole lot of cats. To learn more about PetSmart Charities, people go to
PetSmartCharities.org.
And the Win Feline Foundation, it would be
WinFelineFoundation.org.
Thank you, Dr. Hayworth and Julie. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Thanks, Steve.
Our phone number, 866-554-7387, 866-554-PETS.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
He looks like a panda and a Disney princess had a baby. All we need is somebody to
lean on. Here they are. The phone numbers, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kathy in California, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good, thank you. How's everything? How's the family?
Oh, pretty good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was listening a couple weeks ago, and you were talking about some microchipping.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a program about, I think it was the same day that you were talking about feral cats.
It could
be. And how to take care of them and microchipping. And I am a big, big fan of microchipping.
Yeah, I agree with you. So it's not only microchipping, a couple different things. So yes, absolutely, microchip for identification of your pet. Your pet is lost. Your pet can't say, my name is Frankie. Here's my address. You know, they can't do that. Now, dogs wear tags, you know, that they have, but oftentimes they fall off. And generally, though we could and probably should, we don't put tags on our cats. And, you know, it's, oh, my pet's never going to get out. Well, maybe you are right, especially if you live on the 100th floor of a high-rise. No, the dog isn't going to walk down the hall, press the elevator button, go down to the first floor, go past the lobby, past the doorman, and outside the door. Probably that's not going to happen. However, for most people that live in homes, pets get out statistically, the data shows, far more often than we may think. So microchipping can be, and often is, a lifesaver. But it's not only about microchipping. It's about then registering with the microchip company, right? So if you don't register with that microchip, it's like you having a cell phone without a phone number, you know? So you scan, there's these universal scanners now. What they do is they scan for a chip. If the chip is there, it reads a chip number and offers the name of a company that then can be looked up online. But if that person didn't register with the company, it just shows the chip number. There's no name or address or email address or phone number that corresponds. So without that information, you might as well not even have a microchip. Now, I will say that so many more pets during an emergency, and we just saw this with the hurricane in Texas and Louisiana, that some of those animals were not microchipped, many of them actually, and many of their owners happily were able to reunite, but many weren't. And that never would have happened if these pets were microchipped. So it can be a lifesaver.
That's true. They could have been reunited.
Yeah.
You know, but also when you talk about the registering with the registering your chip, my understanding is that whoever chips them, they're responsible for registering you.
Well, yes and no. So if the registration happens at an animal shelter, it's registered to XYZ Animal Shelter in whatever city it is. But if my name is Steve Dale and I'm adopting the animal, yes, the animal shelter can be contacted, and sometimes they actually will figure out, oh, this dog was adopted by this person. But this person, Steve Dale, may have moved to three different cities, may have changed his phone number and his email address, still may be really difficult to track down. And it's the same for pets that are microchipped at veterinary clinics. Now, not all clinics, I wish they all did, because it's just the press of a button, you know, on the computer, and then people right there at the vet clinic, and many vet clinics do this. So before you leave the office, your pet is microchipped at the veterinary office. Before you leave that pet that is now microchipped at the clinic, you register right there. And it takes 2 minutes. It takes like no time. But some clinics don't do that. And that leaves a pet potentially unregistered unless the pet owner does it when the pet owner gets home. So you are right. It's helpful, but it's not the perfect solution. And still, even if it is registered to me, what if I just moved to Houston, right? And my information isn't there.
Because you should notify them and let them know that you've relocated.
Totally, you are right. Yeah, I agree. But people forget. They don't, you know. So we barely forget remember to call the post office these days when we move, you know. So, but you're right. People should. And you just provided an important public service by reminding me to remind people. So you've just done that, and I appreciate that. Thank you. And I agree with you very much about microchipping, not only dogs, but cats. People don't think their cat's going to get out. I've been talking about that for years. So I totally agree and appreciate your call. You should co-host the show with me sometime.
I'm sorry, what?
You should co-host the show with me at some point, because you're right. You could stand on that soapbox better than I can. So thank you very much for the call. Next time you have a thought, call me, 866-554-PETS. Really, I agree with everything you just said. You know what? One of the things that I hear most often is something happening with our pet, whatever that is. The cat is thinking outside the box. The dog is barking at the door too often. And the assumption is that it has to do with us, that our pet is mad at us, is vindictive. Well, can that happen? And here's a question that perfectly illustrates whether that happens or not. And I'll tell you about that next. We answer one of these questions every week. Our email question of the week, you can email me anytime, and I hope you do, steve@stevedale.tv.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Two very different instant replays. Instant replays during Big Game Sunday. And that instant replay you just got on your smartphone of someone encroaching in or around your home. Blink cameras are the ultimate goal line defense. They're motion activated. When your Blink camera detects something suspicious, you get an alert on your smartphone with a video replay of what Blink spotted. And now you can save 20% on all camera systems during Blink's Big Game Sale. Blink cameras are easy to set up. They're wire-free and run on two AA lithium batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home from anywhere using the Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Let Blink help watch your home while you're watching the big game. Save 20% on indoor and outdoor systems and add on cameras now through Monday, February 4th, 9 p.m. Pacific time. Visit blinkprotect.com/defense. Blinkprotect.com/defense. Blinkprotect.com/defense.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more. The temperatures are dropping. The snow is falling. The streets and sidewalks are ice-packed. And your dog is giving you that look. You know that look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that cozy couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog. And you use SafeStep SurePaws Ice Melter, designated a safer choice by the US EPA. SafeStep SurePaws quickly melts ice around your home and is less likely to harm your pet's paws or your vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's better at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. Used correctly, you'll need significantly less SafeStep SurePaws than rock salt to achieve the same results, so it's more cost-effective too. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find SafeStep SurePaws online at SafeStepMelters.com or at a retailer near you.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
I try to talk about a lot on this program and cover a lot, certainly news when it comes to our pets. Try to answer as many behavior questions as you throw my way. 866-554-PETS is our phone number. You can email steve@stevedale.tv. But, you know, sometimes I miss some things, and I don't often enough talk about pet birds. And next week, we are going to do just that. And also, open wide, we're going to celebrate Pet Dental Health Month.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard, a Fox Aloner.
Cold weather may stop ticks, but don't count on them stopping for long, and we should not stop giving our dogs their monthly protection. It only takes a day or so of warm weather to get the ticks moving again, according to Dr. Thomas Mather of the Tick Encounter Resource Center.
A lot of people like to stop for some reason. If you don't see a tick for a few days or a week, they think tick season is over. I watched the Super Bowl. It was 2 degrees in Minnesota. We got a tick the next day from somebody. They had it on their butt cheek, they said. And it had to be cold in Minnesota. So where did that tick come from? So they're out there.
Well, that got a little personal. But now you know the ticks are out there. But that doesn't mean your dog has to be their next meal. Speak with your veterinarian about an appropriate tick control product for your dog. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Fox Aloner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, our dog gets mad at us for leaving her home alone. She's a 10-year-old Shih Tzu who pees in her kennel when we leave the house, if only for a half hour. When she goes outdoors to relieve herself before we depart, everything is fine. But then she goes back in the house, we leave, and she pees. From Gina in Wisconsin. Well, first of all, your dog is not mad at you. It's not about you. And, you know, you're not alone. I get these questions all the time where people, understandably, think, okay, I did that, changed my work hours. I allowed Uncle Harvey to come and visit us. I did construction or hired someone to do construction in the second bedroom. And now the dog or the cat is doing this. So the dog or cat is mad at me. I understand how people make that leap. But that's not how it works. So dogs don't think, or cats for that matter, don't think consciously, how do I get back at him? They don't do that. Now, is your dog anxious? Maybe. Does your dog have some degree of separation distress? Probably. Now, there are a couple possibilities here. One is that this dog isn't properly crate trained in the first place. That's possible. I mean, it really is. Another possibility is that this dog is having some sort of medical issue. Now, those medical issues when dogs piddle inappropriately are less common in canines than in felines, but it's still possible. And anytime, so what I'd like to know, and I can't because it's an email, but if you were on the phone, here's what I would ask you. Is this a new behavior? So whenever there's a new behavior, I think, well, why now? I mean, here's a 10-year-old dog. Is it a house training issue if the dog was always house trained? Well, probably not. So is it if you always put the dog in the kennel, it was never a problem before. Is it a matter that the dog doesn't understand or know how to be kenneled? Probably not. So what changed? And what changed is something potentially medical that's gone on. Now, if the dog never liked to be home alone and was always a bit distressed, and that distress has, think about it now, gradually increased over time, then I would say some separation anxiety may be going on. Now, here's what you need to do. You need to get a camera. You know, and there are so many. I talk about, here's another purpose, right, for those Blink cameras that I talk about. And right now, there's a sale. I like sales. You can go to blinkprotect.com/defense. And there are lots of cameras out there. And you can even use your phone and videotape, set it up,
See, the trick is you can't be there, so you can't use your phone. But if you could set something up to be there, like the Blink camera system, but whatever system it is, so you can show your veterinarian what the behavior looks like, what's going on with that dog, and then, in fact, see your veterinarian. Because it is a new behavior, even though it is not incredibly common with dogs, that something may be going on with the bladder. Now, it also happens that older dogs can have cognitive dysfunction syndrome, as it's called. That's like Alzheimer's in dogs. But 10 years old for your kind of dog. So if it were a Great Dane, 10 years old is very old. But for a Shih Tzu, it isn't all that old. But it doesn't mean that that can't be what's going on. Maybe there are loud – there's another reason why to use that Blink camera system. Maybe there are loud sounds going on, you know, that you don't know about when you're not home that are scaring your dog. I don't know, but now we have technology we can use that's simple and inexpensive that can tell you the answer to some of that. And then, as I say, it may give you an answer if there's a loud noise going on that's scaring your dog right there. I mean, people are surprised all the time, and they jump to, well, my dog is mad at me. No, your dog is anxious. That's what's going on. Well, I hope I helped a little bit, or something medically is going on as well. I don't know, but you'll find out. I hope that helps. Email your questions to steve@stevedale.tv.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
I am here with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Valerie Tynes to talk about the Super Bowl, the only Super Bowl that matters. It's called the Kitten Bowl, airing on the Hallmark Channel on Super Bowl Sunday. Out of this, Dr. Tynes, I think 25,000 kittens, it's amazing, and cats have been adopted, which is incredible. The other thing I love about it, cats are getting their due, which is a good thing too.
That's right. Cats are getting their day in the spotlight, and I love it. There's nothing more fun than adding a new cat or kitten to your home. And it's wonderful that we have something like this to inspire people to go out and adopt from their shelters. But I would like to just encourage people to be sure they think very carefully before adopting any pet. But of course, when they're adding a cat, to think carefully, are they ready to add a new cat to their home? For example, if they already have a cat in their home, it's really important that they think about whether or not that cat is going to be happy about having a new cat added. Not every cat likes to live with other cats. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. If it's an older cat and you bring in a kitten, a little kitten can just really torment an older cat to death. An older cat may not want to play as much as that kitten,
but
so it can be very distressing.
Secret. We could discuss the little secret.
We do have a secret weapon.
I think you're thinking the same secret weapon I'm thinking. Somehow we haven't even talked about this beforehand. But
it's
that
true.
Secret weapon would be?
Would be feel-away multicat, which can certainly help decrease conflict between cats in the household and has been clinically proven to do that. But it certainly helps if people set themselves up for success by trying to make the right matches when they pick a cat.
And maybe what you do instead of getting a kitten,
yes,
you get two kittens.
Exactly.
Explain why that's better. You're saving another life. That's
well, exactly. Thing, but... And what we know about cats is that they're more likely to be close associates with each other if they've grown up together. So by getting two cats of about the same age that are familiar with each other and bringing them into your home and letting them spend their lives together, they just have a better chance of living happily together for the majority of their life than what unfortunately many of us are guilty of doing, which is adding sequential cats. You know, every few years we get a cat, or maybe we, you know, lose a cat to some disease or illness, and then we want to bring in another one. And unfortunately, that stresses a lot of cats. They don't like having new cats brought into their home.
Is the secret,
so getting two is really ideal.
Now, to me, we have one more secret we should divulge, and that is the introduction. And
exactly.
And the way I put it is the longer it takes, the better.
I think you're right. Although I know some people who've been very, very fortunate about being able to bring a cat in, confine it to a room by itself, and within 24 hours, the cat that was in the home and the new cat in the room are playing with each other underneath the door, you know, swatting at each other's paws, and within a few days, they're fast friends. But I do like to tell people, if you really, again, want to increase your chance of success, the best way to prepare for a new cat is to be prepared with a room for that cat, with its food, water, a litter box, a scratching post, all the things that that cat may need, where you can keep it confined and separated for as long as it takes for that cat and the cat that's living in the household to be tolerant of each other, at least.
So the great thing about kittens is you have a clean slate. And yes, and cats and kittens will scratch. So here is an opportunity to say, oh, I want you to scratch over there. And now there's a new tool available to help us to do that.
Exactly. And that's another reason why I love people to, you know, confine a new kitten as well. I think it's interesting that we would never let a puppy roam loose in our house, but a lot of people think it's okay to bring a kitten home and let it run loose.
Good point.
But the good point is that, yes, you can confine that kitten to a relatively small area. It doesn't have to be a crate or a cage, but maybe one room with a scratching post. And now we have Feel a Scratch by Feel Away. Again, a clinically proven pheromone product that, when applied to the scratching post, has been shown to attract cats to the post and decrease their interest in the furnishings in the household.
Yeah, which maintains the human-animal bond with that little kitten as well.
Absolutely.
It's like a sign that says, scratch here.
Exactly.
And it's an all-natural thing, so what could be bad? It's all good.
Exactly. And again, like all of the Feel Away products, they're guaranteed. If they don't do the job people expect them to, they can get their money back. So it's really a win-win.
Is the same true for me? Am I guaranteed? Maybe not. I don't think so. Dr. Tynes?
Siva did not produce you, so sorry.
No one will take responsibility for that. Dr. Tynes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Next week, it's all about parrots. We celebrate pet birds.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.